You're listening to Recharged Radio.
Independent radio for independent music. From the oldest big city in the world, or so he claims. Broadcasting on rechargeradio.com and podcasting at the justinwayneshow.com. Can you guess? Yes, that's right, folks. It's the Justin Wayne Show.
That is absolutely right. It is the Justin Wayne Show. Thanks very much for joining us for a big episode, episode 99. Next week is the big 100th episode is next week. So if you haven't sent in your email, your MP3, your phone call for that, make sure you do that. And we'll include it on the show next week. We have the band Junebug is with us today for fantastic interview. We'll be listening to some of their new tracks off their upcoming release, Modern Day Fairy Tales. We'll be listening to that in a little bit. Right now, we're going to go into the vault. One of my favorite songs of last year is right now. Two of my favorite songs of last year you're going to hear right now. If you haven't heard them before, you're in for a treat. This is Go Nakamura, starting off episode 99 with Flipside here on Recharge Radio.
Nightline. is David. This is Johnny, and we're from Junebug, and you can hear us on the Justin Wayne Show on Recharge Radio. Be there. Wah, 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 wah.
She walked into the shop and the windows broke. The coffee crashing down as this angel spoke. I might have survived if it weren't for her eyes that were eating mine up. She wanted a job, so I brought her the forms with my eyes held shut. Was this love?
got too dizzy.
The brand new project single, which we have and you have to hear here on Recharge Radio, that is Monsoon Love by the fantastic band Project. MySpace.com/Project with a K, Project North. MySpace.com/Project North is where you find them. I'm going to move swiftly on. We have the track of the week this week coming up from the Brave Chandeliers. It's not quite yet. We're going to hear from a new band and a new song. A new band to the show, a new song for the show. We'll see what you think of this. This is a little different, but I like it. This is Melonhead Man, the good and the bad, here on the Justin Wayne Show. Hey.
Cigars, pawn shops, and beat up cars. Mama said I was the only one walking down this avenue, the only one I ever knew. Mama said I was a special son. She said, ooh, take me away from here. Said, you always was a lazy son. But not to be a star, she wants to be so far, far, so far away from anyone. She said, ooh, take me away from here.
RechargedRadio.com.
Right, that one was from, I've been getting stuff from a group called PAI Media, and so thanks to Danny for sending that over. That was Lorraine Leckie with a great song there, Hillbilly. We also heard back there from Melonhead Man and Project. Right now, it is time for the track of the week, and these guys came to me via... They wrote this very flowery, nice email to me, and I was quite excited to put them on the show. They've got some great music, which you're going to hear right now. We'll speak about them in just a minute. I will let the music do the talking for once. This is the band, once again. They're called the Brave Chandeliers, And this tune, track of the week this week, is called Madman here on the Justin Wayne Show.
I can tell what you've been thinking. That's the way that life goes. It always happens so fast. You have no time to react. It's been all that you've known. And you've been working so hard, trying to get ahead.
Fabulous tune that just then, Brave Chandeliers. If you haven't heard, well, they haven't been played on the show before. Actually, we just encountered them for the first time this past week, and so good stuff right there. If you head over to bravechandeliers.com, I don't know how to spell it, Chandeliers. If you head over there, you can get that song, Mad Men, for free if you sign up to their mailing list, which is right on the front page of bravechandeliers.com. So go over there and do that and hook yourself up with the track of the week. Absolutely free. Speaking of another track that's absolutely free, I think it's still free. If you go over to trentonfreeradical.com, I think you can still get this track for free. It's called Mr. Mandela, of course, after a very successful... very successfully presented World Cup final from South Africa. This is Trenton and Free Radical again with Mr. Mandela here on the Justin Wayne Show. Little hip hop vein here on the Recharged Radio.
Mr. Mandela, you're one hell of a fella. I wanna be like you. I wanna be like you. Mr. Mandela, you're one hell of a fella, and I wanna be like you. You fought the war of peace and still smiled after all that you've been through. White persecution of the poor, the black, the brown man, me and you. You rise above retaliation, that's what you do. And Robben Island had no palm trees or bikinis on the sand. Your freedom stolen by the Tutsis manipulating on mainland. When you whispered words, the world could hear you breathing too. Then you embraced the enemy, cause that's what you do, Mr. Mandela. Revolution, revolution, revolution. But knew the violence was destructive and not a solution. Your positivity, it crushed the racist institution and gave us dignity, despite the years of persecution. And we all went to vote like bumblebees on honey trees. From Santa to Soweto, we were proud and we were pleased. But when you raise your fists and use the words, let freedom reign. The world became a better place, cause of your name, Mr. Mandela.
Home, I put prison cell contemplating. I'm sick of waiting when there's easy money out there for the taking. I'm not afraid of prison or death. In retrospect, what the fuck I got left? The law abiding citizen never brought me shit. The government took my kids and put them in the care of that coast looking bitch. You know I serve for my country, now I'm deemed unfit while another man gets rich. Chilling on a server talking politics and personal assistance who fill him in about my culture. So fuck what you think. When TV shows charge bullets to take part in competitions, they can't win. And bank managers tell them money, they sit back and laugh and charge us forever going in an overdraft. 15 years of life, if I don't make it,
let the devil put the charges on the table, I shall take it. Bending and breaking point, I feel the pressure. Deliver this message, I think I'm about to explode. Your agenda has made me this way to cover my face. I like to say the end.
Charred benefit details got lost in the post,
so the government don't get my vote.
I'm a ghost, had more enemies than teenage girls, had top shop clothes.
Brother never come to my door.
You be about this walking men's a gang, gonna come back to.
Men, I speak for the real and the raw, I'm ready to fight. Leave you frozen like a fucking rabbit in the headlights. Standing at breaking point, I feel the pressure. Deliver this message, I think I'm about to explode. Your agenda has made me this way to cover my face. I like to say the end. Deliver this message, I think I'm about to explode. Your agenda has made me this way to cover my face. I like to say the end.
Recharged Radio,
but you're too busy gigging and partying to hear it in the evenings.
Then you probably aren't listening to this.
But hopefully some kind friend of yours is.
And they can tell you about the Recharged Radio
podcast. Simply go to rechargeradio.com
and follow the simple instructions.
Even I can understand them.
Because music needs to be driven,
not controlled.
The Recharged Radio podcast. Tell your friends.
Thinking I'd like to make to be driven, not controlled.
Dream about how you'd like to be alone, shaping it up to call it your own. But you're locked in fear. I don't want you to go anywhere, not to let your mind or head care. The world was set up without having you there. Now this change is near. Fire is burning between fingertips, but
more new bands just then to the show. You just heard Kenny Bakery and My Love Is a Cigarette, and then just before that was a song called California by the band Dirty Proper. Two bands sent over to me by a very, very nice fellow. He's called Randy. I'm sure you've heard of him before, for the manager of Titty Bingo. So thanks, Randy, for sending those my way, and definitely a great addition to the show. Right on. It's nearly 9 o'clock. If you are listening to the broadcast, do apologize. Obviously there's been some sort of issue going on, with my internet server, but no matter, we press forward for the podcast listeners, we press forward for everybody. Right now, a new track from Alice Rock. It's not a new one. It's on their 5-track release, which you head over to alice-rock.co.uk. You can get it from them. This is Old Fashioned Girl, right here on the Justin Wayne Show, or Recharge Radio.
It's happening. when, and where. Tourdates.co.uk, the most comprehensive gig listing you'll ever need. Plus thousands of free downloads from the hottest unsigned bands around and our original unsigned chart. Tourdates.co.uk, where music is unleashed.
Recharged radio,
but you're too busy gigging and partying to hear it in the evenings.
Then you probably aren't listening to this.
But hopefully some kind friend of yours is.
And they can tell you about the Recharged Radio
podcast. Simply go to rechargeradio.com
and follow the simple instructions.
Even I can understand them.
Because music needs to be driven,
not controlled.
The Recharged Radio podcast. Tell your friends.
Nobody stops to know me. Everyone's all alone. There's no.
Right, of course, that, Sierra Alpha. Hope you enjoyed that one. That was a brand new track to the show, Disco Balls at Funerals. And of course, just before that, we heard Cha-Cha, which song we pulled from the most recent Friday Forum that Mark and Jamie and I hosted, which was great. Anyway, not the most recent, actually. What's one ago now? So anyway, let's press on. Still trying to sort out the proper broadcasting stuff, but still plugging on for you you rocking and rolling podcasting peoples. And we do have Junebug stuff coming up in just a bit. Right now it is I think I've played this Zelinsky track before, so you'll hear it again right now. It is All the Time here on the Justin Wayne Show and Recharge Radio.
Our homie. This is Jen from the Inside My Head podcast at jen.phantompower.org, and you are listening to The Justin Wayne Show on Recharged Radio.
Someone takes a picture with a cell phone, then everyone gathers around to see what just happened on the cell phone. I get a wedding invitation in the mail. I sent back the RSVP with a message scrawled on the bottom to my friend Nicole. I say, Nicole, I write, lip sync your wedding vow, be a bride for lip sync your wedding vow, be a bride.
We'll be right back.
Well, it looks like we've gone almost completely podcast this evening. Do apologize to the broadcast listeners if you're listening to the show now on the podcast. Very sorry. We'll sort it out. I promise. We have one more tune before we have the big Junebug interview with Tony and Anthony, which we discuss, because I wouldn't think that they would be the same. They would be the same person, but they are not. They are two different people. Right. Anyway, we're going to play a tune from Hot Fiction right now, and then you'll hear a song from Junebug, and then we'll get into the interview with Junebug. So right now, it is Hot Fiction, brand new track to the show. Of course, Hot Fiction isn't brand new to the show, but this track is. This is called I Just Want Your Body. You're on the Justin Wayne Show.
I'm feeling all right. I just want your body.
song, the title track, Modern Day Fairy Tales, off the just released brand new Junebug album. And the boys of Junebug are on the phone with me. Say hello to Tony and Anthony. Hi, guys. How's it going?
Good. How you doing?
Good.
I'm great, Justin. How are you?
I'm fine. So first of all, before we get into how the Junebug came to be, I'm interested. How did you decide who is going to be Anthony and who is going to be Tony in the band?
Well, that was kind of decided by our mothers, because Anthony's mom named him Anthony and my mom named me Tony.
So, okay.
My name is not actually Anthony. It says Tony on my birth certificate. And a lot of people want to call me Tony, but since kindergarten I met Tony and there were a couple other Tonys, and I said, you know what, I'm a bird of a different feather. I'm going to put three syllables. Two. And it worked out pretty well. People respect me more with that last syllable. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's all about one-upmanship. He's got one more syllable, so he's better than me, basically.
Sure. Well, he is the songwriter, so he has to have the more pretentious name.
Yeah, that's true. I got to come to terms with that.
And you're just the drummer, Tony.
Just the drummer. I just sit in back and flail my arms.
Well, you sing backup and stuff as well, though, don't you? That's just quite a feat, being a drummer singing backup.
I do. And actually, on this record, I did a minor guitar solo in one of the songs, too. There's a song on the album called Fargo Gypsy Girl, and played a little guitar on there. Because when we first started out, it was just Anthony and me, and I played acoustic guitar. And that was way back in our more youthful days when neither of us really knew anything about music. We were just thinking around, and we decided with this album, since we were doing some kind of older songs, that I would whip out the guitar one more time just for a little bit of fun.
So. Sure. So
not just the drummer. He's a instrumental. Don't underestimate him.
So tell us a little bit about how you guys came to be then, starting with the acoustic duo that was Anthony and Tony.
I guess I started out on piano. I took piano lessons for about a year, and that was from about 15 to 16. And then I love music so much I just sang, but I wrote songs on the piano, but I never really picked up the guitar until age probably 20 and got good at it. But Tony would always drum and I'd play piano, and Dustin actually played guitar back then. And so once I started playing guitar at age 20, when we got back together again, things really started clicking. We didn't have a bass player for a while. I think for like 2 years, we would play shows without a bass player. So, yeah, basically, it just kind of formed from me, you know, learning the guitar, and then I got into piano more, and then bass and guitar and drums and bass, and then bass and guitar, and then drums, and then bass.
Drum and bass. And guitar.
The earliest origins, I suppose, came from what a lot of kids do. They think it's cool to be in a band, and so we said we were in a band, but none of us knew how to play any instruments. So that's kind of how we started in high school, and we called ourselves Junebug, and many years later, we actually got our poop in a group and started playing shows and things. So.
Sure. So where did you guys start then? Was it somewhere in North Dakota, is that correct?
In town, North Dakota.
Yeah, we're actually childhood friends. I met Tony in kindergarten, like I said, Dustin. We met when we were like 13 or 14.
Ninth grade.
Yeah. So we played in Jamestown a little bit, but then we moved to Aberdeen, and then we played here for at least 2 or 3 years. I moved to Fargo, and I was in a band called the Cosmic Kibosh in Fargo. And so that was a really fun experience, and I wanted to get back to Junebug and everything, because I just written so many songs for the band and everything, and me and Tony have always worked so well together, and I just really wanted to start that relationship again, because the best thing about this band, I think, is they're all my really good friends, you know. It's not only just like a business thing, but it's just a fun creative life thing that we're a part of. So, and then we decided to move to Minneapolis, so I moved back here. We kind of got really tight and then moved to Minneapolis, and since then it's been great. This Twin Cities have really embraced us, and you know, we've only been there 3 years, but we've made 2 albums, which I think is great, and we just want the experience to make more albums. And that's the kind of thing about me and Tony and just Junebug in general. I don't think we'll ever run out of songs.
Yeah. Never run out of songs. That's cool.
Hope not.
Yeah.
An interesting thing about this band, I think, that's been different from other bands I've played in, is that
we've just released our second album, but we still have four more albums ready to record. Like, Anthony has written so many songs that, you know, he's kind of got our band career mapped out for us. So as soon as we're done with this record, we can start working on the next one as soon as we want. The songs are already there. It's just a matter of getting them rehearsed and getting them recorded.
Well, tell us a little bit about the first album that you guys put out then, because that was back in 2008, and it was Share. That was the first album. Tell us about how that...
Exactly. Yeah. Not the male singer Share, but yeah, Share.
Yeah.
Big difference. I go through this every day, Justin, with people, and by that right off the bat.
It's very, very important to distinguish that. Thank you for that. Good. Noted.
But that one actually came to be, we moved up to Minneapolis, and I'd written that album, you know, while I was in Fargo, the majority of it. So when I came back to Aberdeen, we had practiced these songs, and they were kind of newer songs, because I wanted to get the band back together, and the best thing to do that is to bring in new songs, so we just reintroduced them. So when we moved to Fargo, we already had a bunch of new songs for Shares, so we said, hey, we've actually tried recording Modern Day Fairy Tales about twice, two or three times now.
When we moved to Minneapolis.
Yeah. Oh, Fargo, I'm sorry. But when we moved to Minneapolis, I met Gabe Masterson, and so he was a student at IPR, and so he said he wanted to look for a band with a new sound, and it was really a thing where our neighbor was giving a haircut, who's a cosmetologist named Anna, and so she said, hey, my neighbor has this band, and so we met and liked each other, and so we would actually go into the IPR studios, which is a school, and we would record this album, and we would sometimes hop from really nice studio to really nice studio because the other studio had time blocked off and everything, so it was a really great experience. We really threw on a lot of great instruments like violin and organ and, you know, a lot of cool, really delaying a lot of cool effects to that album, which I really think it's a really lush album listening to it now. So
yeah, no, I would agree. And even our emo reviewer here at the Justin Wayne Show liked it, and liked the especially the epic song Place, which is was it 8 minutes? It's something that's, or 7 minutes and 40 seconds or something.
It's a long one.
Yeah.
It's a long one.
Yeah.
Share is kind of like, it's weird. It hops between like a folky acoustic guitar violin album, and then we throw in some like distortion guitar and maybe sound like maybe Built the Spill or the Pixies even in some songs. So
yeah.
I really like the dynamic of that album.
Yeah, and so do we. So it's interesting, so you've got loads of songs mapped out for the next couple of albums. What made you guys decide with this newest album, Modern Day Fairy Tales, to go back to stuff you've written sort of years ago?
Well, originally when we lived in Aberdeen, we had wanted to record this album before we moved to Minneapolis so that we had something to show people when we got here, but we were just kind of recording it on our own, in our space, and once we got to Minneapolis, we kind of realized that, you know, maybe it wasn't really the quality that we wanted, and then, like Anthony said, we met up with Gabe and decided to do Share, but when we were talking about what album we were going to do next, we kind of decided that the earlier songs, the Modern Day Fairy Tales songs that we used to play when we were starting out in Aberdeen, those could really be used in Minneapolis to help audiences get to know us a little better. Because
mm-hmm.
They're a lot more lighthearted, a lot more whimsical. As I say, they were written by younger men in simpler times. And that's kind of the way I see it. and also, I personally felt that some of these songs were too good to just kind of be forgotten and you know, lost to the ages. So we decided we'd put this stuff down so we had a physical record of it so that the folks in Aberdeen could relive some good memories and so the folks in Minneapolis could get to know where we came from.
So these are the songs that you guys were gigging with when you were in Aberdeen and up that way before you came down anyway.
Exactly. When I started first playing guitar at age 20, these were like the first kind of songs I wrote as a young man. A lot of them are really fast-paced, kind of President's United States, Ween, very fast-paced, kind of dumb and stupid and fast is kind of the philosophy of a lot of the songs, and they're really fun, and it's really energetic and stuff. But yeah, I mean, basically, we just kind of wanted to give a basis of that. And also, one of the reasons I want to do it is because it's got about 16 songs on it. And it's great because I can just take a clump of these really good songs and throw them all on an album and not really have to do a lot of work. And I'm a really big fan of, you know, albums like Chocolate and Cheese and albums by They Might Be Giants that have, like, you know, 15 or 16 songs on them that are really, you know, long, you know, kind of epic albums. So I want to do that instead of maybe just keep putting out concise 10 or 12 song albums, you know.
Yeah.
And another motivation we had, too, was that we feel like we've gotten better at our instruments and more cohesive as a group since we wrote these songs, too. So we figured we could take these old songs and kind of breathe new life into them and make them better, which we did. A lot of them we workshopped and added parts and removed parts and, you know, just kind of performed some plastic surgery on them. And, you know, we like the result. We think that, you know, while they are songs from our earlier incarnation, that they really are representative of what we do now too.
When you guys have just had your, you guys just taken these, the songs that they used to play up that way and up in North Dakota, up that way, can you tell I'm from Minneapolis? Up there, up north that way. Yeah,
there, you know. Sure.
Well, so you've taken them back and you just had your big CD release party just yesterday. So were they very excited to see you back and hear the old songs again? And did you see lots of old faces? And
yeah, we used to play here in Aberdeen. We're still in Aberdeen right now. We haven't gone back to the cities yet. But we used to play shows in Aberdeen about once a month when we lived here. But now that we've moved to the cities, we only get out here maybe once about every 6 months or so.
Mm-hmm.
The last time we were here was in October. And so there were a lot of folks there last night that, you know, hadn't seen us, that had missed that show, so they haven't seen us in a year. And there's a really loyal fan base here in Aberdeen, and that's part of why we love coming back. And they, our original plan was to basically just play the new album in its entirety, but the people who were there were yelling out names of songs that were from Cher and names of songs that aren't on an album yet. I mean, they were very happy to see us, and we were happy to see them, and we were happy to oblige them by playing their request.
Oh, yeah.
And what was crazy is we're part of a thing called the Pig Out. That's why we're down here, to play the Pig Out. And we were actually going up against Saliva. And because Saliva is like a
metal band.
Big metal band and everything. And so we were like, well, I mean, our fans really a lot of fans, like, I mean, are we honestly competing with that? So we were wondering what was going to happen last night, you know, who was going to actually show up, or if people were just going to be kind of awed by a big name band like that. And so I mean people showed up and they were loyal, and from the moment we came they were just ready for it. They were chomping at the bit. So it was awesome.
That's very cool.
I mean, it's been really rewarding, and now finally they finally have a thing that they can take home with them, which I think is a really accurate representation of our live show, you know.
Yeah.
Both the song order that we play it in and the song, and so the songs that we can bring to it live. So another thing about last night was we decided it would be fun to do a little something called Junebug Karaoke. Now, you know, like I said, these were songs from the old, we play at the Red Rooster all the time, and these fans are loyal. So we decided that we would do a sign-up sheet for people who wanted to come up on stage and sing the song.
Wow.
So there were four lucky winners that got to come up and sing songs with us last night. And some of them were pretty stellar. Some of them were, you know, to say politely, they were pretty awesome. June Karaoke. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure some of these people sing along to these songs in the car.
Yeah.
And I just said, hey, it would be so awesome to just not have to sing my songs, but play them on guitar and watch somebody else rock it out. Yeah. It was really rewarding for me, if not for them.
Every performer was very incredible in their own way, and it was a huge success.
Oh, that sounds like fun. That's got to be pretty amazing to have that sort of support, especially. I would imagine that the big local hit band coming back to town is like is every huge band's worst nightmare in a town like that, because 9 times out of 10 they're the Salivas and the Dave Matthews bands and the, you know, those types of bands are not going to get anyone turning up if the hit band has come back to town like you guys have. That's
yeah, man. I'm thankful.
Yeah, that's cool to have that kind of support. Yeah, very good. And it's great that you guys. I suppose that's would you say that's one of the reasons why you made Modern Day Fairy Tales was sort of for them and so they could have something to have and hold.
I'd say, you know, those are the songs that those people tend to know best of ours. I think they're ready for some more new stuff, but these are definitely songs that they ask about at our merch table. You know, when we play in Aberdeen, they say, "Oh, is the Wendy's song on this album?" And yeah. Well, no, it is. So they can take home the same one.
Yeah, it was kind of twofold. It was kind of the album is dedicated to Dan Kleberg and the Red Rooster and our fans here that love the songs and that I knew would like really be kind of thankful to have a good studio copy in their hands, but also for Minneapolis because. People here, I think we're so famous because of these songs, and Minneapolis doesn't really know them, and I think once that, have two albums to kind of listen to and go between, so the live shows, they're going to be, you know, wow, they played this and this and this, and they really have a better sense of feeling for our live show. Cool. I think famous is kind of weird. Did I say famous?
You did say famous.
I meant infamous.
Well, I have to say we've only been playing you guys for the last year and a half. Well, it's almost 2 years, or probably actually 2 years. I think it's probably about this time 2 years ago we started playing you. So I have to say, a big thanks for me for letting us have the first spins of these because it's quite an honor to have the first spin of a record anytime. So
you've been a great supporter of ours, and so. You know, we want to support you too and what you do. So, yeah, thank you, really.
I mean, it's definitely an honor and a privilege. And it's been an honor and a privilege having you guys on the show. Really, thanks for coming on and speaking to us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Maybe you can do Junebug karaoke next time. We'll just do it via the phone.
Yeah, there you go.
To the microphone. You can Skype with us, and yeah, it'll work.
maybe we can do some sort of, like, I can come to a practice, and you can videotape me trying to sing Anthony's lyrics.
Yeah. Pick your song. Pick your song.
Technology will make it happen.
Maybe Rob can come along, and he can act out the Last Night tune, and I can sing that one. That'd be kind of fun.
Definitely.
Yeah,
speak to Rob. The 6 Ton guys really want to make a Bad Mama Jamma who works at Wendy's video, and so
you
really want to make a combination of kind of, you know, hip-hop video, you know...
Booty quake.
So I was looking for the right word.
That's what Cody and Rob said.
Booty quake meets dirty, greasy spatulas and greasy grills filled with hamburgers and greasy fries.
Booty quaking in a fast food kitchen, yeah. Basically.
And, like, the song is kind of like, what if Samuel L. Jackson worked at Wendy's, you know what I mean? Yeah. Don't mess with me. But I'd like to have the actual character kind of look like that R.J. Berger guy from MTV. I don't know if you've ever seen that show, but just maybe like a scrawny guy with big round glasses. You know what I mean?
Like Michael Bolton from Office Space.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, but just with a scowl. Don't mess with me.
Well, maybe we should play that now. We'll play. I was going to play Jumpstart. I'll Jumpstart My Rocket. We'll play that a little bit later in the show, but we'll do I'm a Bad Mama Jamma since you've so creatively introduced it. But yes, thanks again for being on the show, you guys. And well, do tell us because you've just had the North Dakota release. When is the Minneapolis release date for the or release show date rather?
We're currently in Aberdeen, South Dakota, and that was July 10th, and our Twin Cities release is going to be on July 24th at O'Gara's in St. Paul.
Brilliant. Well, very good. Thanks very much for being on the show. Sorry I can't be there at the big release, but we'll have a jar when I get back there at the end of August. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
Definitely, man.
All right. Once again, thanks you guys for being on the show. Anthony and Tony of Junebug.
Yeah, thank you, Justin.
And this is, yeah, I will. And this is I'm a bad mamma jamma who works at Wendy's by Junebug on the Justin Wayne Show. Yes, give it to me five times. That is Junebug once again with I'm a bad mamma jamma who works at Wendy's. Those of you who aren't in the States or have never been to Wendy's, Wendy's is a delicious drive-through burger restaurant. It's delicious. And yeah, so that's what that reference is. If you didn't catch that, you might not have. Anyway, that's going to be the show. It's actually, I apologize, it's going to be a bit shorter than normal, probably about 10 minutes. So sorry about that, you guys. Obviously, broadcasting issues aside, that was what happened. And we're going to sort it out. In fact, I'm going to sort it out right now, right after this track, though. We're going to play that other Junebug tune we were talking about. Big thanks to Tony and Anthony and Junebug for all their support over the last couple of years, as well as being on the show today. And big thanks to Brave Chandeliers for their track of the week. And do head over to bravechandeliers.com and download it after you subscribe to their mailing list. Right now, last song today on episode 99. It's Junebug, Jumpstart My Rocket. Once again, thanks very much. And we'll see you next week on episode 100. Head over to justinwayneshow.com and find out how to submit something if you want to. If you want to, please do. So request anything. Right. Have a good week. It's the Justin Wayne Show on Recharge Radio.
Get away. for independent music. It's the Justin Wayne Show.
Get in touch. studio@rechargedradio.com. The best new independent music.